One last item, and it's a fast one, folks. It's a second reading. Item number, for those of you wondering, 1314 we covered this morning, and that was noticed in advance, so that leaves us with 1315, please, Carla.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Colleagues, this is an issue where we had a first reading recently. We had a presentation. We took extensive testimony on this item. This is a second reading. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, I believe what we did, Mayor, was to ask transportation to talk with the property owner for Exhibit 25 to come up with a resolution to the concerns that were raised. So could I get an update on where we're at with that and whether we need to amend the ordinance to make it clear that we're actually, my understanding is we're not going to be exercising the purchase eminent domain.
Mayor, Commissioners, Marty Maloney, Peabot Right-Away. So we did meet with Mrs. Hayes, and we did actually come up with an alternative design for, we were able to actually work the sidewalk away from her property, so no permanent rights will be acquired. We will, however, need temporary rights from her, just like it pretty much will be uniform with the rest of the properties. So we're not positive what we need quite yet on the temporary construction easement, but the area that we have, I would recommend not changing what we have. We can actually acquire less than what is needed with the dedication. But
The problem is, though, that it does say that we're going to take a permanent taking there. So I would not be comfortable even, I mean, obviously you've come to this agreement, but it means that what we would be voting on is not what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, we could actually, if you would like, we can actually go back and change it just to show a temporary right. We've in the past, if we've needed any less rights, we could actually get the temporary construction instead of the dedication. If we had a temporary construction easement, we wouldn't actually be able to get a permanent right. But we can go back and actually just amend it if you would like. That's no problem.
I would feel more comfortable if that's okay with you as the Transportation Commissioner. Thank you very much for your patience.
No problem. It was good to meet with her and come up with a positive resolution.
I heard she was very pleased with the responsiveness of the city and of you in particular, so thank you for that.
Okay, problem.
So procedurally, I want to make sure I understand what we're doing. Are we continuing this?
Yes.
If you're amending.
Or should I move to change the easement from permanent to construction and move it over to next week?
If he brings a substitute next week, we can just adopt it with an emergency clause.
Yeah, that sounds the quickest way of doing it. Would that work?
Okay, so we can actually just switch out the exhibit just to show a temporary easement instead of the permanent. Okay, I think that would be easy.
Thank you very much.
Do I need a time certain?
No.
Very good. So this item, item 1315, is continued to next Wednesday.
Correct.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
So done. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
So did you...
Hooray. Well done.
So when you come back, I mean, are you working with Ken on this? Oh, Glenn. So you're going to need to bring back a substitute ordinance that makes this an emergency.